Hello, JJD Geronimo here. And today I'm with another amazing friend that has really discovered just an abundance of gifts over the years, Rose Mukherjee. She is a businesswoman that does a lot of this off the side of her desk. So I'm super excited, Rose, that you're here today. Thank you for joining me on Together We Seek.
Hello, JJ. Thank you for inviting me here. It is such a pleasure knowing you and all the gifts that you yourself are bringing and bringing people together. So thank you.
Well, as you know, I'm a curious soul, so I'm always looking for things that I know maybe a little bit about or don't know anything about. And obviously, we've worked one-on-one, which has been an amazing experience to help me remove some of the levels of thought patterns from this lifetime and beyond. But I thought what would be great today is to start with the magic. Ha, I call it magic because I call you Rose Magic. But to talk about the Master Violet Flame. So, can you tell us a little bit about what it is first, and we'll talk about how you use it in your work?
Yes, okay, for sure. The violet flame, I think, is more widely known by a lot of healers and spiritual light workers out there. And the reason why I was calling it master is because I have a violet flame Reiki. It's a form of Reiki, and I have the master level. So just to clarify that a little bit. So what it is, it's a gift from spirit, right? It's a fire of alchemy is the easiest way I can describe it. So it has been used for ages and ages, and some believe it even goes back as far as Atlantis, and then it was lost. And then Saint Germain, one of the ascended masters, kind of found it again and has taught it to people. So it has evolved over the years, but that's some of the origins of it that I know of. And then just linking it to the Reiki portion of it. So Ivy Moore founded this Reiki through attunements from Kuan Yin. So we're talking about goddess of compassion and mercy, right? On top of her other Reiki training. And then she dedicated this form of Reiki to the violet flame. So that's kind of how I came about this when I was doing my second Reiki training several years ago now.
Wow, that's so interesting. And I'm definitely going to dive more into that. But I'm curious, as a businesswoman, what made you pursue Reiki training?
I've always been attuned to the unseen all my life, right? And one particular instance I remember is like every single day, there's always something going on with me. My palms were always tingling, same time every single afternoon. And I wasn't sure what was happening, right? But I know I wasn't sick, I wasn't ill, it just seemed normal. So I was just going day by day. And then one time I reconnected with an old friend who I haven't seen in like 5 years. And didn't know them, but she had opened her spiritual gifts, right? 5 years prior. And she was the first one who actually told me. She said, "Rose, you've been doing Reiki without you knowing it, and it's working, and you're helping a lot of people, but you might as well get trained properly," right? So that really like started my journey into Reiki. And then since then, I've since taken like numerous courses and certifications on energy healing. And yeah, as a business, that really is what propels me when I go out there and help people, coach people, right? Because it's universal life force energy. Like all of us have access to this, right? It's really like learning how to channel it from source through you and let it guide you when you're doing your work. So in terms of that, like I have both the Usui Reiki, which is the more masculine form of Reiki, in my opinion. And then this one, the violet flame through Kuan Yin, is very feminine. So when I work, both of them just come through. And it's like the balance of the masculine and feminine. It's so beautiful.
That is beautiful. I want to tap into that universal source energy. But before I do, when your friend said you're already doing Reiki, so you're feeling tingling in your fingers, you're recognizing something's happening, but how were you already doing Reiki without even realizing it?
JJ, I think all of us have abilities, and sometimes we just forget or we lock it away. But you and I also know and believe that we also have multiple incarnations, multiple lives, right? Throughout the span of, I don't know, just decades or hundreds of decades or years and whatnot. So people also like believe that in your multiple lifetimes, you bring back some of your gifts. So I fully believe that I've always had this in my prior lifetimes as well. And then it just kind of came through in this lifetime. And some people actually who are really more attuned to see the unseen can kind of see it in your field, because Reiki has like attunements and they can see some of the attunements that you've already had in like previous lifetimes that's still kind of there. Sometimes it's just dormant and sometimes it just kind of flows through you without you really knowing it logically. Like we were brought up with the thinking that, you know, you have to really use your brain over your heart all the time. At least for my case, that was the case. But anyway, I just naturally lead with my heart. And I think it kind of just opened up, right? Naturally and beautifully.
It is amazing how many gifts we come in with. I feel like that's sort of the treasure hunt of life is figuring out what gifts you've used previously and how do you re-tap into them. So as we're talking about the Master Violet Flame and the Universal Light, I'm always challenged. I'm like, is that the same light? Is that different light? So can you help me understand like how the Violet Flame integrates with the Universal Light or how are they connected or not connected?
Yeah, well, I believe like Universal Life Force Energy, light is the source. It's all, it's one. So this is just like a different aspect of it, right? So in light spectrum, there's many different rays, many different colors, if you may, and each color has a vibration. So the violet is the highest of those frequencies, vibration, that it actually transmutes everything else, right? So this is really, like I said earlier, fire of alchemy. It's a fire of transmutation. So when you invoke the violet flame, I still believe it is part of source, but it is like one of the highest frequencies, if not the highest frequency. So it will transmute negative energy, anything that blocks you, past traumas and dramas and all of these things. And it's so beautiful because anyone and everyone can invoke it.
That is so helpful. That has really created just clarity for me, like universal source. And it is a frequency within that source that's so profound that it helps us transmute the negative and really clear the karma. So how do you use the Master Violet Flame in your work?
When I work with clients, right? And as you know, you've experienced it, there's methods I use, but I really let spirit also guide me. And I also let your own subconscious guide me because you are your own authority and you know what's the highest path for you. So I let that guide me. And then all my other trainees just kind of come through and see. Sometimes we go past life, sometimes we go ancestral, sometimes we go present life, sometimes we go down into beliefs, right? So where the violet flame comes through is when I see there's just a lot of things that, you know, we're transmuting and needs to be cleared off, I invoke the violet flame and then it just helps clean everything up, right? It's so easy. It just cleans everything up, whether it's like imagining yourself being bathed in this violet flame, or you can imagine this pillar of light that's like the violet flame and you step in the middle of it, right? Sometimes I send it to certain parts of the body that need it. Right? It's like, oh yeah, there's so much going on in the back of your heart and, you know, we need to open it up. So I do my methods and at the same time, just bring in the violet flame, clean it all up and then start fresh again. So that's the beauty of it because it's so easy to use it for yourself, but you can actually also use it in so many other ways.
That is so beautiful. I love this because I think it gives me a visual perspective of how practitioners like yourself use it to help us remove the junk in a lot of ways or get around something we've been carrying. And I'm sure people don't come to you and say, hey, Rose, can you use the Master Violet Flame on me? So how do people show up to you and what do they usually come with so that people can understand how this comes into play? Because I think a lot of people are like, well, should I just know I need this or how does this work?
You are absolutely correct there, JJ. Nobody comes to me to say, hey, can you use the violet flame, right? Normally, they come to me with their day-to-day, right? So they're either like really stuck and have like a heavy emotional baggage that they want to release, or they want to move forward in their life. They want to start a new business. They don't know how, right? Or sometimes it's like physical pain. Somebody had an accident, right? Fell down skiing. I can't move. And as we know, we're all made of energy. It's all energy, whether it's an accident, an illness, or whatnot. It's physical. I help them with either physical, mental, spiritual, or all of the above issues. And like I said, sometimes it's just they're just feeling stuck in life, or they want to expand into doing more things, right? And just really need that help because somehow something is holding them back. So many different reasons people come to me. And then that's kind of where we start. And like I said earlier, I connect with your subconscious, I connect with spirit, and then spirit just guides me to go down like the best way to help you, whether it's heart opening, whether it's, you know, correcting the injury or the illness. Yeah, I have a good friend of mine who I just said, you know, had a ski accident halfway across the world. And I just like, okay, I can tune into your spirit. I can tune into your energy, help you. And I ended up actually finding two other injuries that was like a couple decades old, aside from the current injury. So we ended up healing like three different things in one go, right? And then you can send the violet flame anywhere and everywhere, back, forward, into a present situation, into the past. You can even send it around your house to cleanse your house. So yes, many different uses.
I just find this so exciting because I feel like so many people are by themselves. They're alone. Mm. They're trying to heal through traditional medicine, yet they have these aches and pains, or they have this worry and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know that practitioners like you are out there that are both using the masculine and the feminine energy. Mm-hmm. I love the fact too that you're still in corporate and you're working really hard on your day job and leading teams. And then off the side of your desk, you're healing and sharing this light that really inspires and guides people. And I feel like sometimes what keeps you inspired? Because I feel like that can be really a lot of work for a light worker.
Yeah. Human potential is what keeps me inspired. And at the end of the day, I think my highest calling, like I just have this strong desire that, you know, for all beings, I want all beings to feel love, right? I said, if all beings feel love, imagine how much less suffering and pain there will be on earth, because their hearts will be way more open. Their consciousness will be just, you know, more heightened. And then it's all like one big happy family around the world. And I see the potential in every single one, whether it's in corporate or outside corporate. So I bring it all. Like I don't have a wall per se. I'm at corporate. I'm exactly the same way. How I treat my team, how I lead my team, how I interact with other people, right? So I really like open their horizon and help them there as well. And then outside work and with my clients, right? Especially those who are ready to up level and ready to really expand into their fullest potential. I just get so passionate into helping those souls as well, because I think that's how I got here. Is just by leaning in and just being open to whatever spirit comes and brings to me for my next level. Yeah.
Well, I've had this experience with you, which was absolutely amazing. I really felt that it cleared out some stuff that I'd been working through for a long time. It really got like the final levels and layers out, which was so nice, but I also felt illuminated. So I can say firsthand that I work with so many of the people I bring forward, and Rose's gifts are strong, they're purposeful, and they absolutely help me shift. And so, Rose, I really want to say thank you for giving me that experience to work with you and also sharing how you move through different layers when people come to you. I love that. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about your work and also what's on the horizon for you.
JJ, thank you for that. And yes, it was wonderful working with you as well. Like each soul that comes my way, I know it's just divinely orchestrated. So currently I'm doing one-on-one clients. I help the beautiful souls that come my way and we go deep. Like this work is not for the meek of heart, but at the same time, it's not as scary as it sounds, right? All you need to do is really fully trust in yourself and know that your soul knows what's best. and go with it, right? So I love holding space for my one-on-ones and just making sure that through the contractions and the expansions that they have somebody who's got them. And I'm also excited to say that something new has been coming through, fresh off the press. And I'm now designing a group program. And it's about up-leveling. It's really about up-leveling. This really came through me very, very clearly. Just recently, I was in a week intensive energy training, advanced somatic and breathwork training. And a couple of days after that, you know, just from that really expansive point of view, I tap into the energy of the business. So it's the business soul and energy that came through as a download to say, okay, we're ready. We're going to be doing this as a group. And I'm here to help, whether you're a leader already or a new leader or entrepreneur or CEO, right? Like business owner, but helping those who want to help others up level. So whether you want to start a business or you're already in a business, but want to scale up. So that's what this group program is going to be designed for, is really to up level and to just help you master and win the game of life. It is that at the end of the day, it's so simple.
Oh gosh, Rose, that sounds amazing. I hope you share that in our community, Together We Seek. I think there's so many light workers and business owners that are continuing to up level. And I also love that you continue to train, you know, going to the breath class and just really working on sharpening your tools is so important. And I know so many amazing people that really carve out that self-care / enhancement work that really creates more power in what you have to offer. So I'm super excited about learning more about this group program of up-leveling.
Thank you, JJ. I for sure will share it with you and with your community. Yes, for sure.
Well, with that, I really appreciate you taking the time to share the power of the Master Violet Flame, talking about your work and educating us on where the Violet Flame comes from and how it can heal you wherever you are in your life, and then also the practice that you use. Rose, I know we'll see you many more times in the community Together We Seek, and I just want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, JJ. This has been such a pleasure.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.